Hattiesburg Paper makes packaging for the food service industry. Governor Jim Doyle says the state will give the company a break on its taxes if it meets the hiring goal.
I am about to present a check for $1 million.
The money comes from the state's Enterprise Development Zone program that uses tax breaks as incentive for companies to hire. Hattiesburg Paper says it plans to hire 200 more workers.
So thank you very much, and here it is.
The Development Zone program is targeted at areas with high unemployment. Last fall, Georgia Pacific announced it would lay off 400 local employees, paper converting company, and prod cuts. Doyle says the new jobs will be high tech.
And there have been some people that have been displaced because of some of the older paper mills. So this is an area that we really want to support that can have good jobs.
Greg Santaga is president of Hattiesburg Paper, a company based in Mississippi. The company opened its Green Bay operation in January of 2005. He says the new jobs will pay competitively, and he expects people who've been laid off from other mills to apply.
We actually have hired a great number of people already from different companies where they've been laid off, so that has already happened.
Governor Doyle says the $1 million tax break isn't cash going out the door, as he put it. He says the break will pay for itself when the 200 new employees are on the job and paying their own taxes. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.